Today, I want to talk about your mindset, specifically your money mindset. Or how do you think about money? What are you subconsciously saying to yourself? Why is this important and how does it affect your relationship with money? These are all things we are going to explore today.
Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Shiraka. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode.
Okay, be honest. What was the first thing you thought of when I mentioned mindset? Specifically, your money mindset. Maybe you were a bit skeptical or doubtful. Mindset? What does that have to do with achieving my financial goals? To which my answer is everything. I believe that this is one of the key pieces to your success with finances, and I talk about it with clients all the time. Just stick with me and I will explain. First, though, let me tell you about a text I got from a client last week. This is what it said. You know what is a really awesome feeling? Being able to pay a surprise tax bill with money already budgeted. I was able to pay it with gratitude instead of despair. Truly, it's not about the amount of money, it was about the mindset. You helped me shift that to one of gratitude. I mean, that is a powerful shift in the way she felt about a tax bill. I can't say I know anyone who actually enjoys paying taxes. So having a gratitude mindset around a tax bill? I mean, that's an entirely different way to look at an unpleasant situation. Okay, let's back up a little bit. What is your money mindset anyway? Your money mindset is the set of beliefs, attitudes, and thoughts that you hold about money. It shapes your financial decisions, it influences your behaviors, and ultimately has a profound impact on your ability to achieve your financial goals. Having a positive money mindset means viewing money as a tool for growth, abundance, and opportunity, rather than a source of stress or limitation. Now, this isn't about gaslighting yourself into thinking that everything is perfect, but rather paying attention to the words you are saying to yourself. Don't believe me? Take this quote from Henry Ford. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Because the way you talk to yourself about money can either empower you to keep moving forward on your journey, or it could be hindering your financial success. Negative self-talk, such as, I'll never be good with money, or I can't afford that. Those thoughts reinforce limiting beliefs and keep you stuck in a scarcity mindset. On the other hand, when we practice positive self-talk, like affirming, I am capable of managing my finances wisely, or declaring, I attract wealth and abundance, we begin to rewire our brains for success. By adopting this empowering mindset, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities for growth. So there's actually an entire book around this concept that was originally published in 1937 and is still in print today. It is called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And honestly, in my opinion, it's a pretty dense read, but the concepts he talks about are exactly what I'm sharing with you today. The Cliff Notes version of the book is, first you have to believe what you want is possible. like truly believe in yourself deep down. Then focus on thinking about your goals daily and make a plan to get there, and you will be successful. I will go ahead and link the book in the show notes anyway, just in case you want to check it out. So if you think about Napoleon Hill's theories in combination with the Henry Ford quote, why would you not choose words that uplift and inspire you on your journey towards financial well-being? That being said, you might be unintentionally sabotaging yourself. Many people don't realize this, but our subconscious mind plays a significant role in shaping our financial outcomes. It's fascinating how deeply ingrained beliefs about money can impact our behaviors and ultimately affect our financial success. If you find yourself constantly struggling with money or feeling like you don't deserve wealth and prosperity, it may be time to examine your money mindset. Negative beliefs around money can lead to self-sabotaging behaviors that hinder your financial progress. Procrastination, overspending, or avoiding important financial responsibilities are all signs of an unhealthy relationship with your money. By becoming aware of these patterns and working on shifting your mindset towards abundance and positivity, you can start to take control of your finances and create a more prosperous future for yourself. This is one of the four areas of money that I work on with my clients. If you haven't listened to episode 3 yet, go back and take a listen. In that episode, I talk about the other three areas that also impact your financial well-being. Okay, so how can you work to improve your mindset? One of my favorite tools is money affirmations. Affirmations are powerful tools to reprogram your subconscious mind and shift your money mindset towards abundance. By repeating positive statements about your money regularly, you can begin to rewire your thoughts and beliefs. And it's an important thing to note here that this will be a process. The things you say to yourself and to others about money are things that you've likely been thinking or saying for decades. And unfortunately, it's not as easy as flipping a switch to turn those thoughts off. Like I said, you are literally rewiring the response your brain automatically brings to the surface when something triggers it. But by beginning to become aware when those thoughts do pop up, and gently repeating a positive affirmation instead, you will begin to feel a shift over time. So here are a few affirmations to get you started. I am worthy of financial abundance and success. Money flows easily and freely into my life. I am in control of my finances and make wise financial decisions. Every dollar I spend comes back to me twofold. I am grateful for the wealth that surrounds me. I am open to receiving money in my life. I am worthy of the wealth I desire. The key here is to find ones that resonate with you and then repeat them to yourself throughout the day. Here are two ways that I personally still do this every day. The first is by putting reminder notifications on my phone. So I actually have probably 4 to 6 different affirmations that are sprinkled throughout the day that will pop up on my phone. This is just a little reminder to myself to pause and sit in that space of gratitude, even if it's for just a few seconds. The second way I use affirmations is while I'm going to sleep at night. I will repeat an affirmation to myself. Not only does this help with the affirmation repetition, but it gives my mind something else besides my endless to-do list to focus on, so I can fall asleep easier. I encourage you to find a few affirmations that feel good for you right now and start repeating them to yourself. I have a free list of 30 affirmations that you can download on my website to help you get started. Go to theexuberantelephant.com/affirmations. I will link that in the show notes as well. Plus, if you aren't on my email list, that will get you on there, and every email I send has a money affirmation in the footer. The key here is to make sure that they do in fact resonate with you, because it very well may be that some of these are really hard to believe when you're first getting started. For example, one that I have is, I am a debt-free millionaire. And while I am not a debt-free millionaire, that for you could feel like a goal that you will never be able to achieve. So instead of starting with that extreme, start with something you can believe and that is in fact true for you. What about, every payment I make brings me closer to a debt-free life? Because this is a true statement, even if maybe it doesn't feel like it, because if you're also paying interest, it feels like it's taking forever. But in reality, every payment you make will help bring you closer to that debt-free life. Remember, changing your money mindset is not an overnight process. It requires consistent effort and practice. Money affirmations are just one tool also. You could try incorporating daily habits like reading personal finance blogs or books or listening to podcasts. Hey, great job on that one. Thanks for being here. Or journaling about your financial goals and aspirations. You can also make changes to who or what accounts you follow online. Pay attention to how different posts make you feel and unfollow anything that doesn't feel supportive for your journey right now. And finally, you can also surround yourself with positive influences and seek support from like-minded individuals who can uplift and inspire you on your own journey. One of the four keys to achieving financial success starts from within. By adopting a positive money mindset, changing your self-talk, and practicing money affirmations, you can start to break free from these limiting beliefs and unlock your full potential. It's all about consistent effort and embracing the journey of transformation. As you do, watch how your relationship with money evolves and opens doors to a brighter financial future filled with financial abundance. Because at the end of the day, money is simply a tool. The more positive you feel about it, the more effectively you can use it to build a life you love. Because remember, your biggest, wildest dreams are within reach. Go make some money moves so that you too can start to experience financial freedom.
That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next right step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. Talk to you next time.